Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in. Glad to have you with us. It is Out of Bounds on Friday, October the 20th, 2017. We are live at Toyota of Easley. Come by and see us for all kinds of goodness, including but not limited to Papa John's pizza. I think there's a little bit of Chick-fil-A in there. I saw people frantically trying to scrounge the bottom of the barrel there for the last few nuggets.
For some nugs.
I think there's some nugs available still. I don't know if there's coffee or not, but there's a bunch of creamer. If you like creamer, you can come stock up on creamer here today. You also, again, Papa John's just delivered a second dose of pizza, second round of pizza. We have Tigers for Tatas bracelets in a basket, overflowing with bracelets. We have plenty of them for you. I know yesterday we had special requests for the purple. We have purple. We have orange. $5 a pop. All proceeds going to Dabo and Kathleen Swinney's All In Foundation. We've already heard a couple of different ways about massive donations being made. We know that Priority One Security is matching all donations up to $15,000. Toyota of Easley here. We're so appreciative for them, first of all, for having us out here today all day long for Tigers for Tatas and for breast cancer awareness, but also for the giant donation that they made already today. So we certainly appreciate that. Lots of football to talk to.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important?
Today, come by Toyota of Easley. The football, we have a lot of people enter to win this football. All you got to do is buy one Tigers for Tatas band, and you can win a signed national championship football signed by Dabo Swinney. And then also, if you buy 10 bands, all right, 10 bands or more, you can get a $50 Urban Nirvana gift card as well as the bands. So you make the donation, you also get an Urban Nirvana gift card. We had a guy come by, support breast cancer, and then also get a gift card for his wife. So it worked out perfectly.
That's what I'm talking about. We love that. People helping people, husbands helping wives, and vice versa. We love that here.
Two more Urban Nirvana gift cards available. So you probably need to come by now. Like, turn your car around now, wherever you are. Come to Toyota of Easley, buy 10 bands, get the gift card. Treat yourself.
I will say, if you're on 123, you should probably look multiple times before you wheel around, because traffic's a little
heavy
right here.
That's a given.
So I will say, use common sense precautions on that. There is another reason to come by today. What is this? You get
new
a t-shirt.
Promotion.
New promotion, $20. You buy four bands, you get a t-shirt.
Yes.
Is that right?
Basically, we want to give you as much free stuff as we can. And we have some pink shirts, we have some orange shirts, all sorts of good stuff. And then tell us, Kwok, about the first team sports promotion we're doing.
All right, the first team sports promotion is, are there five gift cards over there? I think there are five.
Yes.
Here's the deal, folks. We got so many requests of various interest levels for more information about the infamous Brad Brownell, Aldrich Smith, media golf outing jacket. And so I'm here to inform you that hashtag the Jack is back. We're back with rocking the orange jacket. And here's what we're going to do
for
you.
Jack attack.
Not only do we want to beat breast cancer today, not only do we want to feed you today, not only do we want to put you in a brand new Toyota or a used vehicle today, we want to give you a gift card to First Team Sports. If you can give us something that elicits a reaction from the audience here. We've got an audience of, half dozen people here that are willing and able to hear your critique of my jacket. If it's a good critique and we enjoy the presentation, we can tell you thought a lot about it. It's funny. It's derisive. It's hurtful. I'm fair game on this. If you have a great comment about the
sarcasm
slimming,
encouraged.
tight fitting
feminine cut
volleyball jacket from circa 2009, then we can put you we can put a gift card from First Team Sports in your hands.
The jacket is back by popular demand. It was in my car, of course. I think I wore it yesterday at
Bennett
Equipment.
You did.
So we've
third
literally worn
day.
It all week on Out of Bounds. But
true story.
If you want to come, basically we're encouraging sarcasm and basically insults in order to win a gift card, which I'm not sure how that will go on, you know, if that's really, you know, a good way to do it. But that's what we do in Out of Bounds. We're Out of Bounds. So if you want to come by and get a First Team Sports gift card, in addition to Tata's bands and T-shirts and enter to win a football and Urban Nirvana, you can do that as well.
I do want to say this could end up being like The Office, where Michael Scott is trying to boost morale with a roast and they end up destroying him to the point that he
yes.
cries. I don't want that. Unbelievable. Jason Moorhead is not eligible because he will say some very hurtful
things. He might have some words for Quack
about
this jacket.
My jacket. So he's not eligible to win. Anybody else can come in here, though, and say whatever they
sure.
want to my face. If you can say it to my
yeah.
face, you get
don't
the...
Don't hide behind a keyboard, people.
Yeah.
Don't hide behind
you
Twitter.
You got to say it to my face.
We encourage trolling only face-to-face, though. Come press the flesh and troll. Don't troll on Twitter.
Press the flesh. By the way,
that's my new favorite
you sent me to think. Well, the scandal episode, what was it, last week?
It's
was called Press the flesh. I love it.
Oh, man.
All right, lots to get to today. If you're a Clemson fan or a South Carolina fan, you're prepping for a football weekend that has nothing to do with your teams, you think.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty going on with your programs. If you're, you know, if you're trying to figure out the SEC East race, if you're South Carolina and you're trying to figure out what the heck's going on, are we going to be ranked at some point? Like, if you're a Clemson fan, who controls their own destiny? How can we sort of eliminate some of those? And so we're going to do a viewer's guide specifically for Clemson fans and South Carolina fans. It's a rebirth of a show that was treated with great critical acclaim last year. How you watching?
So
we're
going
to do that. We're going to do that for the games. And during that, we will get to the games in the You Pick 'em contest. I'm very upset that my tie for first with like half of the league was so short-lived, because your boy, Major Applewhite, shuts out Memphis in the first half and then gives up 42 points in the second half at home. That's a disaster. He should walk home from the stadium. You should never, ever give up 42 in your building, especially when you shut out the opponent in the first half. Kelly, I'm going to put you in the unenviable position as someone who picked against Houston to defend your boy, Major Applewhite, who stinks at life and whose wife hates him today.
Whoa, that's harsh. I did grow up a big fan of Major. I love Major. He was kind of the first Texas quarterback of my memory. I'll say that. That being said, I picked Memphis, and I was glad to see him lose. And I picked Memphis mainly because of Riley Ferguson and because I thought he was a better quarterback than Postma, who's missing another letter on the end of his name, I seem to think.
Like Postman?
There should
You're
be,
not thinking
right?
like
Shouldn't
Post
there be
Matt
an N? I feel like that was changed at Ellis
Postman.
Island or something. Who knows?
What about your boy, the former Aggie, Kyle Allen, who is persona non grata, like has no chance
he lost,
of playing?
He's lost the job.
Yeah, what is that about?
That's terrible. But you're right, Quack. To give up 42 points at home is terrible. But to give up 42 points in a half is just embarrassing. And they had a good crowd there last night. I thought that the U of H faithful showed up and probably left just completely disappointed and probably more lack of faith, not more, but some lack of faith building in Major Applewhite, Tom Herman's replacement.
You know, I have taken a more laid back approach to the You Pick 'em Challenge this year from this standpoint. Generally speaking, I'd be very upset and I would go back to the drawing board on this.
You would reevaluate your life.
I would reevaluate my whole strategy. I would be a mess from now to the end of the weekend. But here's the thing. I'm good with my pick there. I picked the right way. I'm not worried about my philosophy. I'm not worried about what I'm doing. Because, frankly, Houston was a better team. Memphis legitimately shut out in the first half. Houston was at home and were better and blew it. Absolutely blew it. So I'm not even mad about it. Take your win. Congratulations.
And I'm not mad about it because I got the dub.
You know what? If I had picked Memphis, I wouldn't be mad about that either. Because Memphis got the dub. And I want to know, like Brad Sinkiff, who's now alone by himself. Alone by yourself? In first place in the
yes,
You Pick 'em Challenge.
As of right now, snapshot of the moment.
He didn't do anything crazy like that's going to cost him.
He picked Northwestern.
He picked Northwestern. Oh, my Lord. As Pappas Gerald, as the president of the Pappas Gerald fan club, I would tell people to sell Northwestern in every way, shape, and form. Oh, that is such a bad idea.
They're playing at home.
Did you do anything? You did. You're going to ruin the integrity of the show with the crazy Boston College.
That's right. BC's going to get their second conference win in 3 years this weekend.
You haven't had a game this year like my Memphis pick over UCLA, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't. This could be my game, though.
The great triumph.
Yes.
You versus the world.
Right. Me, Alex Mamanakis, and myself versus the world.
Let's see. Well, we'll get to some of the other ones. Walt Neptula is in the unenviable spot of having two lone wolf games.
Oh, no.
Where he picked Texas and Kansas State. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Not even I could pick Texas.
Nobody taking the plunge with Michigan. We'll talk about all these games with our viewers guide coming up. Is there anything, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the games, after we talk to Brett Friedlander coming up in our next segment, is there anything that was surprising to you as you were plotting the spreadsheet and slotting everybody's picks in?
Well, you never want to have unanimous games. And in this week, we had two games that were unanimous. And, you know, you never really know. You try to pick games that have smaller spreads. You try to pick games where you think people are going to go one way or the other. And I thought some people would pick Indiana. And no one did. And I understand why. Michigan State's at home, and Michigan State's playing better, especially defensively. And no one picked Michigan. And that one didn't really surprise me, but I wasn't going to have a you pick them this week without Michigan-Penn State. I felt like that had to be on there because we're going to talk about it so much. So that did surprise me a little bit. I'm surprised how many people went with Notre Dame. 12 of the 16 participants picked Notre Dame, and I picked Southern Cal. And I'll tell you more why later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little
bit. Because I have my reasons for sure.
Also, you got some hatred on the previous show, on the press box, for putting Northwestern in like once every 2 weeks, which I feel like is a quota that we have to meet. But if people would quit picking Northwestern, then we wouldn't put them in there. You still got five people. You got five suckers out there that have not quit picking Northwestern.
Look, Iowa is a relevant football program. It started off, Iowa-Northwestern
was a funny sentence.
Iowa-Northwestern was a pick 'em. This is the you pick 'em contest. Right now, Iowa's favored by 1.5. That's a great game. That's a great game. It's at Northwestern. It's not at home. You've got, you know, two high-flying, high-powered Big Ten programs. They're playing for some sort of Paul Bunyan trophy. It's just, you know, it's fun. It's October Big Ten football. That being said, Northwestern might never make an appearance ever again.
I don't know. They're going to play some game against a Nebraska-type team where the spread's like 2.
Ew.
And you
Nebraska
could either do that
never,
or a 2
Nebraska does not
the
deserve to be on the you pick 'em.
I don't know. When they play teams like Northwestern, it seems like something that might be helpful.
Crazy thing about last night, Kwok. First of all, what did you watch last night? What was kind of turning the needle for you? Because there's a lot going on.
I watched Houston-Memphis, and I caught up on the DVR a little Blacklist and Scandal.
So you didn't watch baseball?
No, because by the time I got to the baseball, it was the second inning, and it was 1,000-0, and the Dodgers won already. Yeah, there was no need to watch.
So last night,
and Kershaw was on the mound. It was over.
Last night was the 17th time in the history of the world, that the NBA, NHL, NFL, and MLB were all in action on the same night.
All right.
So you had a lot of options.
I have one NBA question before we take our first break for you. Hey, there it is. There it is. That guy's not wearing a volleyball jacket. He's got a big horn.
Maybe he's coming to
Definitely
install your jacket and win
jacket,
a first-team sports gift card.
I hope so. I hope so. That's amazing. All right. Now, I'm not going to recover enough from that to ask the question.
That scared me. I can't even lie.
That scared the crap out of me, man. That was like 10 feet from us. It was unbelievable. I can't imagine people with their back turned. Holy smell. At least I saw it on the corner of my... Anyway, the Patrick Beverley stuff on Lonzo Ball. All the Lonzo Ball hot takes for the next 82 games. Are we going to see them all? Like, everybody that guards Lonzo Ball is going to act like a child?
This is what his dad's done to him. And I feel kind of... I mean, it's not... Lonzo really does not talk crap. Like, he doesn't really do it. It's his dad. And so, what is he supposed to do? I mean, that's what his dad's done, and he's put him in this situation, and he put up 3 points.
Is Patrick Beverley a caricature now? Like, I was a little concerned about Patrick Beverley. I like Patrick Beverley. At Houston, I felt like he was a keep-your-mouth-shut, just play good defense guy. Last night, he went bonkers. He looked like Ron Artest out there. Like, running over officials and, like, yelling out that he's first-team defense. And then he made, like, that one shot that one time and talked to Lonzo about it for the next four possessions. I was like, I used to love this guy.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, he's a clown. This guy's a clown show. Drop 40 on Lonzo, rip the ball from him, and then go do something crazy and yell at the crowd about what a clown LeVar is. But everything that happens isn't like a shot at Lonzo Ball, right?
Well, I mean, if it's a shot at LeVar, I get it. But I just hate, we're really... The kid's being punished for his idiot of a dad. I mean, that's kind of what's happening. And he's a rookie. You shut down a rookie in his first game. Big whoop. I mean, the kid's 19. He's going to have better games. I don't know. I just thought Beverly was freaking out about that.
And I'm not even super convinced that he shut him down. I mean, what did Beverly go for 40? Did he just upstage him? Because all I saw was like the pettiest moments on
Twitter.
Well,
the Clips did win and win pretty easily.
Well, thank God they beat the Lakers because they're good and they're going to win games.
I'm glad neither of us picked the Lakers in our playoffs. That would have been really embarrassing today.
Lakers are like bottom three in the Western Conference. Hey, at LKQ Pick Your Part, bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. You'll find millions of parts, hundreds of cars to choose from, all in a clean and organized lot. And sign up now for your PYP Garage. Start earning discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. I saw an LKQ Pick Your Part truck driving by my house yesterday. Pretty cool. You'll get alerts from LKQ when your vehicle comes to LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. The more you pick, the more you save. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com. For more information, visit LKQ Pick Your Part at 1300 Whitehorse Road in Greenville or 13054. That's 13054 East Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greer. What's in your garage? LKQ Pick Your Part frequents my neighborhood now, apparently. Happened.
You have a garage now.
I do. That's true. Very cool. All right, short break. We'll come back. We'll have Brett Friedlander. We got Tigers for Tata's bracelets. We got all kinds of good stuff coming your way here. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds, live from Toyota of Easley in just a moment.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling, or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
There's new management at Anderson Ford, and they invite you to give them a chance to earn your business. If you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV, the Anderson Ford team is doing business differently. Whether you're ready to step up to an Explorer or F-150, or you need a quality pre-owned certified vehicle, Anderson Ford is committed to you. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Gearing up for an autumn escape? Stop by the Pendleton Tire Company and buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires and get a Visa prepaid card up to $70. Choose from Yokohama's all-new rugged Geolander MT-G003, the reliable all-season Geolander HT-G056, and many more. So hurry in to Pendleton Tire today, because your chance to escape with incredible savings ends soon. Visit YokohamaTire.com for complete terms and conditions of the mail-in rebate.
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is having their annual summer clearance sale. Your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, shoe store, men's store, and fly fishing shop is clearing out the racks to make room for new fall arrivals. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. End summer with a great deal on a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. And folks, make sure you stop in and enjoy Elkmont's on-site craft beer bar and restaurant, featuring 16 taps, serving locally brewed craft beer and great food. Huge savings on your favorite clothing and gear, craft beer and excellent food. All that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You know, I swear I thought Kelly was putting on a second jacket, but it's just a t-shirt. It's just a t-shirt. You can only get so cold. You know, it's 71 degrees, and you would think that it's 52. Kelly is so cold. If it drops to 69 or 68, like, God help us all. Run for the hills. It's frigid, and we're about to have a frost.
This is not a second t-shirt. It's a nice layer because it is frigid, but it's pink, and I thought I needed to wear something pink right now because we're raising money for breast cancer awareness.
The pink and the purple, they do not clash.
No,
they work well together.
Obviously, one of our purple Tata bands have pink and purple, and the orange bands have, of course, orange and purple, which
That's
we
right.
know is the greatest color combination in the history of man.
The history of time. You know what, though? The orange and purple not feeling as good maybe right now as the Tar Heel blue. And so we're going to talk about that with Brent Friedlander coming up right now.
Hey.
Tar Heel blue.
I guess you feel good when you have fake majors.
Hey, did you like my tweet that North Carolina football has one more win than NCAA sanctions? Did you like that? Brent Friedlander joins us right now at BFriedACC on Twitter. He writes for NSAOnline.com, the North State Journal, talking to us about things that happened a week ago that we were going to talk about Monday, and then all hell broke loose here. And now we're gonna recap it with him right now. What's up, Brett?
Not much. Before we get started, I want to tell you that as the father of a daughter who's probably about Kelly's age, I am very, very impressed that she has got a backup plan so that if this radio thing doesn't work out, she can, you know, go on to a career as a heavy equipment operator. I thought that was very impressive yesterday.
Yeah, tell us a little bit, now that Brett brought it, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Brett,
what was that like, Kelly? You
bring in jokes this morning, Brett. Yeah, so I tested out my skills on the front end loader, and I'm pretty good with it. I'm navigating, so I'm not going to quit my day job, but might start gathering some hours as a forklift operator, a front end loader operator, and just kind of have a backup plan. That's smart, right? Most millennials don't have that, Brett.
Absolutely. A plan B is always a good thing. Trust me.
You can find that video on Twitter.
I've needed a plan B to see a couple of times.
Yep, there you go.
That's true. Speaking of plan B, I was told by someone at North Carolina last week that they were hunkered down preparing for the worst, and it was like pop champagne euphoria when they found out the NCAA was going to do nothing. What was your level of shock, and what's been the reaction that you've sensed in Chapel Hill when the NCAA basically said, we're going to leave you guys alone?
Well, let's just go to my reaction first. I read the first couple of paragraphs of the synopsis that the NCAA sent out, and it's like, oh my God. And then I switched over to the actual report and went down to the very bottom to the penalties to see that the only penalties were a show cause against a department head, an academic department head who wasn't working there anymore, and a former women's basketball secretary who's not working there anymore. And I thought, and I posted on Twitter, I said, am I reading this right, or did they just get off scot-free? And it's like, yeah, they did. I was shocked, because while I have been saying all along that no banners were going to come down and that this was not going to end as well as a lot of people had hoped it would, just because of what the NCAA was trying to go after and what UNC was arguing, but it still shocked me that the NCAA didn't at least try to get some kind of victory in the court of public opinion and at least try to slap them on the wrist. To address the point of how it was received in Chapel Hill, to be honest with you, I think there was more relief and surprise there too, because I felt like while they thought that they were ultimately going to win, it was going to have to come down to appeal and probably, you know, a court battle that was going to be long and messy and extensive, and it didn't come down to that. They ended up winning, and I'm still kind of pinching myself to believe that this is over. I mean, to be honest with you, I could care less which way it went, but as a lot of other media members here in the Triangle are, we're just relieved that we don't have to write about this anymore.
Well, speaking of that, you have written before and told us on this program that you felt like Larry Fedora, for the first time since he really in several years, and really and maybe since he's been in North Carolina, has been able to recruit without this cloud over him. They are 1-6. They are in dire straits right now, and they're a 3-touchdown dog in Blacksburg this week. It's not going well. Do you think that that has a lot to do with how he's perceived in Chapel Hill, that maybe now he has a chance to actually build something to last, or is there legitimate concern about his job security?
No, I think he gets a free pass. He was going to get a free pass for this year anyway, because they lost 85% of their offensive production from last year. And to be honest with you, the plan was for Mitch Trubisky to play another year at quarterback this season and to have Chaz Surratt kind of be the understudy for another year before taking over. And nobody really expected Trubisky to just kind of blow up last year the way he did and end up being the second pick of the draft. And then you take into account that Elijah Hood, the leading rusher on the team, decided to leave early. They lost their top three receivers. He was going to get it. He was going to get a free pass this year anyway, because it was going to be a bridge year. But when you have 15 guys out for the season, in addition to that, it makes it kind of tough. So things haven't gone the way anybody really wanted them to here. But to be honest with you, I don't really know how high the expectations were going to be anyway this season. So, but this is definitely a huge, huge weight off of him, because now, not only can he go out and offer guys immediate playing time, especially if they play on defense, now he can go and legitimately say, nothing's going to happen. You're going to come in here and you're not going to get banned from bowls, and you're not going to, you know, be on a team that's going to be shorthanded because we're going to get more scholarships taken away. So yeah, I think this definitely helps him. And trust me, it lightens up the mood around that program quite a bit, because at 1-6, with the schedule that they have coming up, it was getting kind of dreary over there.
Brett, sticking on the ACC gridiron, I think there's been a ton of surprises in the ACC so far this season. Which division has surprised you most, with NC State leading the Atlantic and Miami and actually Virginia up there undefeated as well in the Coastal? Which division has surprised you the most?
Well, you know, we talk about coastal chaos every year, so nothing that happens over there surprises me. But I think that the Atlantic, I mean, you look at the Atlantic standing, and you have to kind of do a double take. First of all, you have what happened Friday night, in Syracuse, is probably the biggest surprise of them all. I mean, we all thought NC State was going to be pretty good. Turns out that they may be even better than we thought. Although they've got a tough one coming up here in a couple of weeks against Notre Dame, and then having to play Clemson, so we'll see. But I mean, you look at Wake Forest has improved. I mean, they played Florida State; they should have won the game. And Clemson, with a backup quarterback, they were never in the game, but they didn't get blown out. And then you have Boston College taking care of Louisville. I mean, you look at the division; it's almost not even who is up toward the top. It's the fact that Louisville and Florida State are down toward the bottom. So yeah, that one really is the biggest surprise to me. And Clemson is still the odds-on favorite to win that division, but they're going to play in Raleigh.
you know, on a Saturday night, most likely, and it's going to be a full moon, by the way, and, you know, you see last week at Syracuse how the home field advantage can really, you know, play in a game like this. And, you know, we don't know what Kelly Bryant's, you know, status is going to be and how effective, you know, he's going to be. I mean, concussions are, you know, they can, you know, you can get over it in a week, and sometimes those things can linger for 3 or 4 weeks. So there's a lot of questions right now, and that's really made this, even though it might cost the ACC a playoff berth this year, it's made it probably the most interesting and most wide open league football season that I can remember. I mean, listen, after what happened in Syracuse and the way Miami is taking care of business, and you know, you got to feel like that at least there's a puncher's chance that the Coastal Division team could possibly win the championship game. So a lot more, you know, uncertainty than we usually have.
Visit with Brett Friedlander. He writes for NSJOnline.com, the North State Journal. Follow him on Twitter, @BFriedACC. Maybe the biggest buzzkill game of the week is Louisville-Florida State. I think I'm right in saying that combined the teams are 6-6 this year, which may be where both teams finish up. I know Florida State's only got 11 games as of right now. I mean, is this a game that we should still pay attention to, or is this one that maybe it feels sexy, but you should turn your attention to other games in the league?
Yes, I agree with that statement. I think the only people who are going to really be interested in this particular game are going to be the fans of both teams and the Bowl Scouts of the Belk Bowl and the Music City Bowl, because these two teams, while, you know, we thought that this was going to be an important game to decide, you know, who was going to challenge Clemson for the Atlantic Division Championship, this is now a game that's pretty much just a ho-hum, two also-ran kind of game. You know, Florida State at least has, you know, the old, you know, if you can't win, lose with a good excuse. Florida State's got a pretty good excuse because they lost their quarterback in the first game. Their offensive line is kind of decimated by injuries, and they're actually starting to play a little bit better. You know, you can kind of see them making strides and going in the right direction. Louisville, on the other hand, is really just kind of regressed. And to be honest with you, I don't know really how much they've regressed as opposed to how much our expectations of them were way too high because of the return of Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is every bit as good as he was last year, if not better. But the surrounding cast is not the same, and he's got to do it all by himself offensively, and their defense is nowhere near what it's been the last couple of years. And so I just think that Louisville was way overrated to start the season. Florida State has had those injuries. And to be honest with you, this kind of fits into Bobby Petrino's profile. I mean, he gets a team to a point, and then all of a sudden he either stops recruiting or you know, his act kind of starts wearing thin, and the team takes a turn for the worse, and then he bolts to another job. So he may be ruining his chances at the Tennessee job right now with the collapse that they've had. But I just think that this is a game that at one time would have been sexy, but right now this is like Duke Wake Forest in normal years.
Brett, for the first time in a while, the ACC really doesn't have a Heisman favorite. I mean, I think Lamar Jackson's still kind of in that conversation, but do you think that this is the first year in a while that the ACC will not get someone in New York? And if they do, who's it going to be?
Well, I think Lamar Jackson will probably get to New York just because he's the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and he is putting up really good numbers, even if his team isn't. To be honest with you, I think two guys who, if they played for a team that were more well-known nationally, would be getting a lot of attention right now. And, hey, you know what? If the Wolfpack beats Clemson, maybe they will. But Jalen Samuels and Nyheim Hines, check out their numbers. Mm-hmm. They may be the two most versatile offensive weapons, definitely in the league, but, you know, in the country. I mean, every week you see one of those two guys named as one of the players of the week for the Paul Hornung Award, which is, you know, the most versatile player. I mean, as kick returner, as a running back, as a pass receiver, both of those guys are just, it's a big play waiting to happen every time they touch the ball. And they've got a quarterback who knows how to deliver it to them and knows where to deliver it to them. And I think those two guys are really exciting, but I don't think that they've got the national buzz. And I think it's kind of too late in the season really for that to get started. But other than Lamar Jackson, I think it's one of those years where most of the big names left, and now you kind of have to develop new guys to come along. And it, like I said about UNC, it's almost kind of like a bridge year in the ACC.
All right, we're out of time. We could probably do two more segments on the games this week because, frankly, it's so nonsensical that we need someone to tell us why these games matter, like why Georgia Tech and Wake Forest is a big deal and shouldn't be slept on and all this stuff. But, unfortunately, we're out of time. Brett Friedlander, follow him on Twitter for great ACC coverage all weekend long at BFriedACC. Where are you going to be this week, Brett?
I hate to say it, but I'm actually going to be at East Carolina and Brigham Young for a game between the nation's worst defense against the nation's worst offense. So it's going to be pretty interesting, and it may be Scotty Montgomery's last best chance at winning a game this year and keeping his job.
Hey, we're going to have a photo album coming up later on for our social media of our day out here at Toyota of Easley. And if at some point there is a circle of people praying, it will be for you and anyone else having to watch that game. So just know that.
Thank you very much. Hey, before I go, I want to throw in a plug. If you get a chance and you're a basketball fan, go on to BlueRibbonYearbook.com and get a copy of this year's Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. I did 5 of the ACC previews, including Clemson. This is like the Bible of college basketball. It's got everything you need to know about every team in the nation. So check that out.
Love it. Thanks so much, Brad. We'll be sure to do that. Enjoy your, God help you. Enjoy your football weekend.
That's okay. I'm going to enjoy my football weekend, but I've got a charity bike ride with my wife on Sunday that we're going to be doing. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's what I'm talking about. Be good, man.
All right, take care, man.
All right, Brett Friedlander. Join us right now. Are we doing these on the air? Are we doing these comments on the air? Are we doing them off the air? Are we good with the FCC? Are we good enough with the FCC to let people come on the air and destroy
Let's
me
see,
in the jacket?
Do you have your comment? Do you want to say your comment on
you
air?
You want to say it on air or you
is
want to
it,
do it off
air? Is it
air?
Suitable for air?
If Okay, well, you know what? We'll do it off the air. We'll see.
We'll let you know what he says. We'll let you know what he says.
All right, stay with us. More to come out of bounds. We'll wrap up hour one in the next segment live from Toyota of Easley. Come out and see us. And by the way, First Team Sports gift cards to people who have fun and quippy comments about me wearing a woman's jacket. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds in just a moment.
It's the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, heard right here on WCCP-FM, The Roar. Join William Qualkenbush every Friday night at 7 p.m. for a live broadcast of the Upstate's finest games. It's the Tri-County High School Football Game of the Week.
Steve's Tire and Service in Easley and Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of 4 Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st. Through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361. That's 859-1361 and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today.
I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy the Insurance Guy. My company is the Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
You and your guests are ready for the big game, but is your house? Zero Res has your back because only Zero Res cleans with empowered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. In October only, get 3 rooms for $129 and get a hallway for free when you mention my name, Mickey. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Be part of Upstate football and the success of the Clemson Tigers and the Doorman Cavaliers. Rhino Sports and Entertainment Services is hiring ushers and ticket scanners for both schools. Join them Saturday at Westgate Mall in Spartanburg between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to get interviewed and hired. Pay ranges from $8.50 to $10 per hour. Saturday at Westgate Mall from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Can't do Saturday? Go online to rhinosportsandentertainment.com and apply to the Clemson branch. rhinosportsandentertainment.com.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. Pretty young thing. You need some loving.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Live from Toyota of Easley. Hour one continues. Out of Bounds. And see us. We have so much happening right now. The main reason we're here is for Tigers for Tatas bracelets, bands, whatever you want to call them. They're $5 a piece, and we have some great promotions going on with that today. We've had some pretty significant donations. Toyota of Easley has given $1,000 today.
Oh,
that's unbelievable. Priority One Security is matching every donation up to 15 grand, which is absolutely tremendous for them. You know what I would like to do? I would like to raise so much money for this that Priority One has to use that up to 15 grand and that we go past it.
Right.
Like that they don't double what we have. That would be great if we could do that. And I know that's asking a lot of our listeners, but I think we could do it.
Well,
I think we've got the type of people
that
can do it.
With that doubling right now, basically, when you come by and donate $5, you're donating $10. You know, your money is worth double.
Right.
So keep that in mind. And we have a few really good promotions going along with the band. So if you buy $20 worth of bands, that's 4 bands, you can choose a First Team Sports t-shirt or a $10 gift card to First Team Sports. If you buy $50 worth of bands, that's 10 bands, you get an Urban Nirvana gift card that is worth $50. And Urban Nirvana is an awesome spot, so you want to come do that. And of course, if you buy just one band, $5, you can register to win a limited edition Dabo Swinney signed National Championship football. And this thing is beautiful. It has the National Championship logo, the Fiesta Bowl logo, the full schedule of the 14 wins and the one loss, and pretty much everything on that football with a case and a certificate of authenticity. It has it all. So come by, come see us, Toyota of Easley. Walt will be here after us. So we'll be here until 7 p.m.
I'll be after 7 o'clock. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. We will be at Wren High School, BHP Wren tonight. It is for first place in the region. They're in 4A Region 1 with another game next week that I would say is the leader in the clubhouse. The last couple weeks, we haven't done polls because, frankly, there's just not a whole lot out there in terms of intriguing matchups for both teams. This is a must-win for Wren for region supremacy, so if they want to stay in the hunt, they got to win tonight. If BHP wins and Greenville wins as well, then BHP Greenville is four region four, region four one. I don't know what it is. I liked when there were names like Appalachian 2A, Western 3A. Now it's like 4A region one or whatever it is. So that game is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kickoff for BHP and Wren. Our friend Will Hush from Trail is here in the building. That's good stuff right there. I like it. Good stuff. You know what, Kelly? You're making
word
waves.
Is spreading.
You're making waves. Now you can operate heavy machinery. And Will says he needs a couple of free hands. So there you go. You apparently have the requisite skill set for that now.
Quack, I have to tell you, some of the tweets I got after I posted that video were hilarious. And we have to mention the two people that came by and had some excellent insults for you and won some gift cards.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Alex came by. He's getting married tomorrow. He said that after a day of shopping for different things with his wife-to-be, that he felt a lot better about his masculinity when he rolled up and saw me in the jacket. That was a good one. And then Paul came and said that if the jacket was pink, that I could work at Twin Peaks on Pink Fridays, which I saw some of the ads they wear for Pink Fridays. That was clearly an insult to me.
Terrifying sight.
So I've been, and in fact, the insults and the picture painted was so good that my dad actually sent me a text like, "I want pics."
I sent a pic to Papa Q. Hopefully, he's received it.
What? So you did send him the pic?
Yeah, obviously a very proud moment for him.
Yeah,
it has been read.
Quite unbelievable.
We'll see.
All right, 654 Roar, if you'd like to join us on the North of Communication phone lines. This hour of the program is brought to you by Harry's.com. Listen, Harry's is the best shave on the market. You know the reason that I can wear a women's jacket and feel secure is because I feel secure about my facial hair, and I feel secure about my shave. I feel secure in my masculinity. Harry's helps with that. When you're not cut up all in the face trying to shave, when you don't have razor burn, when you don't have major issues with your aftershave or with the quality of the products, then you feel a lot better about yourself. And I know people look for great shaves a lot of times in drugstores. That's not the place to get a great shave right now. Harry's is where it's at. Just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. You got the weighted ergonomic handle, the five precision engineer blades, the lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, the travel blade cover. You get all that in their shave set absolutely free. Just cover the shipping when you sign up. Absolutely free. And as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter the code OOB at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code OOB. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Is Will looking at the pictures? I mean, I had to take the jacket off.
It's not all about you.
Look,
I'm very self-conscious about it right now. Hold on. He was watching me drive the front end loader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
wasn't
good.
About you.
Oh, that was the interview? Good? Did she pass with flying colors? That's good. That's good stuff. That's right. Good stuff.
Wait, what did I say? I do have
a backup plan.
That's right.
That's your backup plan.
You always got to be prepared, Quack, like bringing a jacket to an event where it's going to be cold. You got to be prepared.
Look, I stand by it. I said if you feign homelessness, you get blessed with many things.
Oh, man.
When you show up unprepared, people feel sorry for you. They give you stuff. I mean, lesson learned, Kelly. If you show up unprepared, people prepare you. People are very generous and giving.
So I put the video of me driving the front end loader on my Twitter, and the best tweet I got in response. Are you ready?
Yeah.
From Bubba Clemson. Friend of the show. He says, "Hey, Kelly, I need some bush hogging and grading done. Are you and your Kubota front loader available?"
It was a Takeuchi, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I exclusively drive Takeuchi. I don't drive Kubota. Yes. Nothing against Kubota, but, you know, I just like to drive what I'm experienced with.
You know
Speaking of driving, you know I do drive a Toyota.
You do.
And we are at Toyota of Easley.
We are.
And I get my car serviced here.
Are you gonna try to trade in? Are they going to convince you to trade in?
I mean, I don't know. Like, obviously, after driving the front end loader yesterday, I feel like I could navigate something bigger than the RAV4 now. You know, like, I could go minivan or massive Toyota Tundra like Ben drives.
I mean, you rocked a Sprinter van for a week.
I did.
That should have been enough.
I did. I'm versatile behind the wheel. But I do love the RAV4, the Toyota RAV4, which I didn't purchase at Toyota of Easley, but I do get serviced here, and they do a great job.
Outstanding. And they'll help you. They have a great service department. They have a ton of vehicles here on the lot. So come by and see them. They've got new vehicles, but also used vehicles of all shapes, sizes, makes, models. You name it, they got it at Toyota of Easley. What is it?
Tiger Bill on Twitter. This is great. This is why I love our listeners, because they don't forget. They don't forget what we talk about.
No, they don't.
And he says, which was thicker, the lady's jacket Quack's wearing or the coat of sunscreen from this past summer of that picture we put on Twitter where Quack literally had an entire bottle of sunscreen on his back?
It was Casper the Friendly Ghost back
then. It was terrifying.
That's what it was.
Terrifying. I don't know, Quack. I really don't know which one. I mean, sometimes I don't know with you.
The only thing whiter than pre-beach Quack is beach Quack with the sunscreen. That's the only thing whiter than pre-beach Quack. All right. We've got to talk football today. I don't know where this hour went, but we haven't talked a doggone bit about football. We've got some texts on the Health There text line, 986-1568. You just keep finding them. Hey, go to say,
look. Our listeners are so funny on Twitter. I just can't. I can't.
The only person I've seen picking Michigan so far is on the text line, Khaki Coach.
Of course, Khaki Coach.
He says,
of course.
I'm so glad no one thinks Michigan would beat PSU. Michigan wins 16-14. The whiteout's worth at least 10-14.
Nothing says, you know, turn the TV on for a 16-14 Michigan-Penn State battle. Love it.
I'm going to tell you something. Michigan-Indiana last week.
Fullback, let's go.
You know, Michigan played a and Indiana's not as good on defense as Penn State is. Tom Allen's done a really good job schematically with that defense, but they're not very good to me. When you play an entire quarter of football and the two teams playing don't get a first down, that says a lot about them. Legitimately, it was like an NFL game from 1993 where you just play in field position and like on third and eight, you do a little safe thing because you know the other team is not going to score either. I mean, that's what it felt like with Michigan and Indiana last week. I can't feel good about that team going to Happy Valley under whiteout conditions, going up against Saquon Barkley and Trace McSorley. If the game was at Michigan, honestly, I look at the spread at 9.5. I feel like if the game was at Michigan, a 9.5-point spread is good.
Do you feel in some ways that Indiana is due, though? Because of how closely they played Ohio State, at least in that first half, how closely they played Michigan? Or do you just feel Penn State is just that level above the Michigan and Ohio State? I mean, is that kind of how you see that division?
I see Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan up in that first tier. I think if Michigan State were playing Indiana in Bloomington, they win this week. Like Indiana would win.
Yeah.
But I think venue matters. I also think that Indiana, with the gut punch of last week, it's going to be hard for a first-year coach to rally the troops. And Michigan State's defense is back to playing good Michigan State defense. And Indiana is running a quarterback out there that's inexperienced. He played well last week, Peyton Ramsey, but he's not exactly top of the line yet. He's still got some growing and maturing to do. So that's why I went with Michigan State. And we'll talk more about that game coming up just a little bit later on.
Let's just say, in terms of ranking, how you watch and when we get to that, it's not going to be high on my list. That's not going to be a fun one. The Big Ten game to watch, even though neither team might score 20, is Penn State-Michigan.
It's a game to watch in the Big Ten. Even more than, I'll tell you what, Iowa-Northwestern's intriguing. That's a close spread. I mean, yes, Northwestern is a doo-doo sandwich, but Iowa, not great either. I mean, Iowa lost at the buzzer to Penn State, but that game, I mean, it wasn't like a high-flying game with a bunch of great offense. I like Cameron Jewell. That guy's a baller. He may be the best linebacker in America.
Josie Jewell? Did you call him Henry?
Henry Jewell? I don't know.
Who's Henry?
I don't know. I don't know who Henry Jewell is. For some reason, that came out of my mouth. We're live at Toyota of Easley. We'll come by and call players by the right names after this. Come by for Tigers for Tatas in hour two.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson.